I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us. We start today with DACA. That's shorthand for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a program that started under the Obama administration in 2012. It currently protects hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Under DACA, they've been able to receive work permits and avoid deportation. But a group of Republican state officials want the program gone, and they're threatening to sue the Trump administration if it doesn't act to abolish the program by September 5th.
The biggest question that I'm getting from my clients: what happens if my DACA is revoked? What happens if Trump says tomorrow that I'm not protected?
That's immigration attorney Lily Axelrod. I asked her how the looming lawsuit might affect the DACA program.
Trump can continue to do what he has done since inauguration, which is continue to accept new applications, continue to renew DACA for folks who need to renew. And if he does that, then the Department of Justice would then be defending DACA against that lawsuit, which it certainly could do. Trump could also gradually phase out the program, and there are a couple of ways that he could do that. One way would be to say, we're not taking any more renewal applications and we're not taking any more initial applications, but folks who currently have DACA can continue to receive protection and be authorized to work until their current expiration dates.
So they would be grandfathered, but only to the extent of the current term of their temporary approval.
Exactly. Another option would be to let current DACA beneficiaries continue to renew indefinitely, but not add any new people to the program. The more drastic options that, of course, everyone is very anxious about are the idea that Trump could, at any given moment, say the deferred action, that's the protection against deportation that comes with DACA, is revoked for everyone immediately. If that happens, he could also revoke the employment authorizations, though he would have to do that one by one. Or he could let those continue to be valid until their expiration date. But say, you know, if we encounter somebody who had DACA, they're now eligible to be deported, and having had that status in the past is no longer a protection.
Donald Trump has said good things about DACA, bad things about DACA. He's kind of been all over the place about it. Do you have any gut sense of where we're going on this? Has there been any sign that you're seeing of what direction he's moving in?
You know, my thought had always been that Trump both recognizes that DACA beneficiaries are great economic contributors to our society and that they are among the most politically popular group of immigrants. I think something like 76% of Trump voters in a recent survey supported not just DACA, but a path to residency and citizenship for Dreamers. So I think he recognizes that these folks benefit our economy and that voters recognize that. And I think that until now, he has also recognized that this makes his power over DACA a convenient point of leverage in the immigration debate, because if there's going to be any kind of vote about funding for his so-called wall or any kind of big comprehensive immigration or other enforcement action, his power over DACA is an important point of leverage to bring Democrats and other supporters of DACA beneficiaries to the table.
Meaning that he would support DACA and then use it to get more, you know, support when he tries to push for funding for the wall.
Right. Well, that would be the subtle version. And the less subtle version would say, I'm going to end DACA on such and such a date unless I get a vote on this bill or unless I get funding for this project.
Lily, if the Trump administration takes the most extreme step and shuts down DACA immediately, would suddenly canceling lots of work permits have an impact on local economies?
Absolutely. I think there's a myth that these 800,000 DACA beneficiaries are taking jobs from Americans, but actually the reality is that they're creating jobs for Americans. And across the country, there are everything from major companies to mom and pop shops that employ DACA folks. And actually, a number of DACA beneficiaries have started their own businesses, which would be put somewhat into limbo if those folks don't know how long they're going to be able to remain in the United States. So ending DACA would hurt not only DACA beneficiaries themselves, but also their employers, their coworkers, and the family and community members that depend on their hard work.
Lily Axelrod is an immigration attorney based in Memphis.